point is, you still have to live tomorrow and the next day, which is under the cloud of all the stuff that we've been dealing with over the past year, 2 years. So how do you do this? How do you make a new game plan?
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to
Surrounded by Idiots
Radio
Podcast.
Well, it's that time again. Welcome back to the Surrounded by Idiots Radio Podcast. This is Tony Dufresne, PhD, your host. Really great to be back with you again in this ever life-changing situation that we happen to be in. Last week I did talk about the how to get back into the dating world for you single people and the issues that have arisen since the COVID stuff and the self-isolation stuff. Today I'm going to take it a little bit further or kind of expand on that. I'm going to talk about three steps to a more confident post COVID lifestyle. Because if you have been single and if you're going through the dating thing, that's one thing. That's kind of a component or a part of it. However, for everyone, life has changed. I mean, it is different. There's no way around it. Coming out of the pandemic, we're dealing with so many different things right now. Will all of it last? It will not last. But at this point, we don't know what's going to last and what doesn't. The rules of interaction are different now, and we have to face the facts that we've got to come up with a kind of a different game plan here going forward. The question I think we need to ask ourselves is, how can we go with the flow of these changes to create good, strong, big positive changes in our own lives? So for the answers, I thought that I would go back in history. Lately, there's been talk about how this is going to be like the new roaring 20s. But there were actually a lot of different levels to things that had happened after the Spanish flu. There's a book that came out last year by Nicholas Christakis, and it's called Apollo's Arrow. What he indicated was at that time, people needed to make sense of what happened. He also said that during that time, right after the Spanish flu started to wane in like 1919, 1920, there was a heightened level of religiosity. There was more risk aversion. People were a little more conservative in regards to taking risks. And he said there was more financial savings. But it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It's a reaction. It's a reaction to the unknown. He also indicated that after the Spanish flu, there was a bit of a mini renaissance. A lot of artists trying to process everything that had happened. Not surprisingly, that's how we do it. We get into something, it freaks us out, we overreact. Then sometimes we overreact the other way, or it happens both at the same time like we're doing now, like politically. And then eventually you just kind of come back and you cruise along. So the point of all this and the rhetorical question of the day is, you are the captain of your own ship. The weather has suddenly changed. You either stay on the course that you originally planned and perish in the waves of overreaction and fear, or you adjust your journey with the changing winds and the changing flow of the ocean. So in the context of what we're talking about in regards to a more confident post-COVID lifestyle, how do you do that? It's very simply two hula hoops held up, and then if you cross them over, there's a space in between that they both share. The hula hoop on the left is what was. The hula hoop on the right is what is. Given the circumstances of the fact that the old game plan doesn't work anymore, given the circumstances that what is now is a different environment, you've got to operate in that middle area. In the middle area, it's the awareness and the understanding that what worked before may not work now. It's awareness, it's flexibility, and it's surprisingly difficult for a lot of people. For two reasons. The first reason is most people are very averse to change. And that's just kind of human nature. The second reason is they really don't have the level of introspection and awareness and understanding of what's really going on. There's a little thing called expectation. And it keeps people very stiff and rigid and does not allow them to accept the fact that things have changed, to leave the past expectations behind, to modify them based on your own confidence that you can modify them, based upon your own confidence that you can actually continue to captain your ship, which you can, There's nobody that says you cannot, except for yourself. A lot of times this is the second guessing that comes in. If you can get past that, have that level of confidence, have that level of reassurance, then that will provide the momentum to create a much more successful and balanced approach to how things are now. Again, will they stay like this forever? They will not. But that's not the point, is it? The point is you still have to live tomorrow and the next day, which is under the cloud of all the stuff that we've been dealing with over the past year or 2 years. So how do you do this? How do you make a new game plan? I have a very basic exercise. It's called a split the paper trick. You take a piece of paper, you draw a line right down the middle. On the left, you label it on the top how things were. On the right, you label it how things are. Off the top of your head, if you've been dealing with anything in particular that's a hang-up, be it an emotional frustration, be it something that you used to be able to do and you can't do now physically, it can be as simple as just being upset that there is so much divisiveness in society right now. That would be the first step. Step number two is figuring out which one of those things is the grain of sand in your shell. Which of those things are you ruminating on or is taking you out of having some level of emotional control? The one thing that this pandemic has done, the isolation, the quarantining, is that it has exposed the thing that they try to keep covered and protected from others on a daily basis. And you might find that given the circumstances with things being different now, it's put you in a position where you have to confront the fact that there is a self-confidence issue or there's a self-esteem issue or you have an attachment issue. I talked last week about dating, needing to date versus wanting to date, especially given the isolation that's been going on. Needing to date, to be with somebody, is an attachment issue. It's a dysfunctional attachment issue that will rear its ugly head as you get into a relationship. It's because it's an overcompensation for needing attachment that happened many years ago and then got imprinted in your noggin. Once you fill out your split the paper and you discover some things that may be hanging you up, I mean, circle the ones that really matter. The third and the last step into a more confident post-COVID lifestyle is accepting the storm is here and adjusting course. It's the surrender to what is, and it's going with the flow. It's realizing those things are here. You cannot change them. Work on a solution based upon where you're at now, not based upon your expectations or where you were 2 years ago. Storms don't last forever. But in order to get out of it, in order to not waste your time, and in order to better understand yourself and actually use this whole situation to your benefit and to the benefit of the people that are around you that matter to you and you matter to them, do a little self-discovery, find out what the hangup is, let it go, and go with the flow. If you get to the point where you actually go through these things and you still have some questions or you need a little help going through this, you can always email me, tony@javabud.com, J-A-V-A-B-U-D. That's all I have for you today. Be good to yourself and be good to others. I will speak to you soon. Bye.